Please take a seat. And if you'd like to turn your Bibles to Ezekiel chapter 36. Our first reading is Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 22 to 32. Ezekiel chapter 36, beginning at verse 22. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, it is not for your sake, O house of Israel, that I am about to act, but for the sake of my holy name, which you have profaned among the nations to which you came. And I will vindicate the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, and which you have profaned among them. And the nations will know that I am the Lord, declares the Lord God, when through you I vindicate my holiness before their eyes. I will take you from the nations and gather you from all the countries and bring you into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean from all your uncleannesses, and from all your idols I will cleanse you. And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. You shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. And I will deliver you from all your uncleannesses, and I will summon the grain and make it abundant and lay no famine upon you. I will make the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field abundant, that you may never again suffer the disgrace of famine among the nations. Then you will remember your evil ways and your deeds that were not good. And you will loathe yourselves for your iniquities and your abominations. It is not for your sake that I will act, declares the Lord God. Let that be known to you. Be ashamed and confounded for your ways, O house of Israel. Our second reading is Mark chapter 10, beginning at verse 13. Mark chapter 10, beginning at verse 13. Page 846. And they were bringing children to him that he might touch them. And the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let's pray together. Lord, we bow in your presence. Let your word be our teacher. Let your spirit be our guide. And let your greater glory be our supreme concern. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So, it's great that St. Mary's, you've been going through Philippians. And thank you for those prayers, Mark, and for everything that you've shared. Folks, tonight, it's been absolutely great. At St. Clement's here, those of you from St. Mary's, we've been going through on Sunday evenings Mark's Gospel, and this is the next passage regarding the children. And you can listen to some of the other stuff, because there's been some really, I better be careful what I say here, opposed to preaching, but I think, you know, the section we're in at the moment, the last couple of Sundays from Barnes and Ewan, some really, really powerful stuff about becoming a servant and about marriage and divorce. So just whet your appetite for that. And by this stage in Mark's gospel, you could be forgiven for thinking that discipleship and following Jesus and the kingdom of God is strictly for adults only. We've been hearing some very powerful testimonies tonight, and we heard a few more this morning. And if you go through just the Gospel of Mark so far, you will encounter in the Lord Jesus a man of immense authority that draws crowds and crowds of people towards him, who is dealing with stuff and sorting stuff that is definitely adult related. Baptism, what is it about? It is about cleansing, like that Ezekiel passage we heard about, because there was a lot to clean up in the people of God. There were people oppressed. There were people possessed by the demonic. There were people messed up by leprosy, illness, sickness, and blindness. And there were especially people messed up by variations of sin, tax collectors included. And I came up with a little kind of strap line for the first 8 chapters of Mark's gospel. The worse you were, the worse you are, the more welcome you are. Jesus doesn't shy away from authority, from forgiving sins. He's the Son of Man, the Son of God, the Messiah, the Christ. And the Pharisees don't like it. The religious leaders don't like it. And so much the worse for them. He exposes their hypocrisy. He says, you look great on the outside, but inside, not so good. Focus, Jesus. If you go to Mark 7:21, you get some really serious stuff, because you realize that the kingdom of God, it includes the outside, but it doesn't do the outside without the inside. And that touches on evil intentions, sexual immorality, porneia and adultery, stealing, murder, greed, wickedness, deceit, envy, slander, pride, folly, and that's not all. Jesus has come to take all this on. He knows it's around, he knows it's inside, but that's not the end of the story. So there's a big cleansing work to do, and there is a great empowering work to do from the inside. And in other parts of Mark's gospel, how does it happen? It happens by baptism and the Spirit given at the beginning. But it happens as the Word of God, Jesus' Word, starts working inside of some of the people he's just encountered. And he talks about, let that word shape you. I haven't come to leave you as you were. I've come to shape you into how you're going to be when you live in the kingdom of God. And it starts now. What Ezekiel talked about is happening now. And it might get choked in you. It might get snatched away from you. But if you let my Spirit come, if you let my word work in you, and we've heard it tonight, haven't we? There will be a harvest, and it won't just bless you, it's going to bless the land. And by the way, it's not just for you, it's for everybody. So if, as you, and we've done it tonight, and that's why we're doing these things publicly this morning and tonight, and you know, you can let people know online and what, there's a wonderful way of doing it. This is for everybody, because Jesus came in order to bring his kingdom, his reign, his rule, through his Spirit, through his word. So it's serious stuff, isn't it? And if the first 8 chapters open it up, and if you think, oh, well, I'm a disciple, I'm baptized, I'm confirmed, it's great. And you think, oh, well, right now I've got the T-shirt. It's not just about saying praise God for everything that has begun, because you get to chapter 9 and chapter 10, and Jesus makes his glory clear to them, then he says, oh, by the way this works is that I'm going to die, I'm going to suffer, and then I'm going to rise. And by the way, if you want to follow me, that's what's going to happen with you too. Are you up for that? And when the disciples say, yeah, he says, oh, by the way, this is what we heard about a couple of weeks ago. If you want to be great in the kingdom of God, are you willing to be servant? Mark, I love that phrase. You picked it up, Mark, in that in your prayers about Jesus first, others second, and ourselves last. And as we heard last week, it affects sex and marriage. And I don't know if we'll get it next week, the rich young ruler. It affects money too. And you might think, well, I think we might just keep some of this stuff away from the kids. You know, when you're a little bit older. It's a bit tough, it's a bit rough, and there's plenty more in the rest of the Gospels and the rest of the New Testament. But here we are. Jesus faces us with all our preconceptions about his kingdom and what it's going to be like. And he says, the children are in. It turns out, here's some more rethinking you've got to do. It turns out that unless you receive the kingdom of God like a little child, you can't enter it. The rich young ruler wasn't up for that. He wandered off. And he says, "You not only you have to receive them, but I'll think a bit more about that at the moment. But this kingdom, this work I'm bringing, this suffering and dying and rising, it belongs to them. Doesn't just belong to you, it belongs to them as well. And that is amazing. You see, in verses 13 and 14, the disciples, be fair to them, they thought they were kind of sparing Jesus. He's had a long day, it's been a bit, you know, piling on this and that. He doesn't want a lot of little kids kind of, what about this, da 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 da. But he says, don't stop them. Don't hinder them. Don't forbid them. Everything that I am telling you guys, and it was mainly guys as apostles, but there were women coming, finding the healing and forgiveness as well. He says, everything that I'm doing in you, I want to do in them as well. It's for them as well. It belongs to them. And just have a little pause there. I'm sure a number of us here have been involved or are involved in the schools and a lot of the stuff, and probably we're familiar with the kind of philosophy that is around, which is the child first or child-centered. And I wonder if we realize that that thought, that idea, that value comes straight from Jesus. It's quite hard for us to understand in the modern Western world with that value, you know, around, how unchild-centered antiquity was, where children were an inconvenience or a resource or something for the future, part of a status, part of whatever. But the idea that you would put the child at the center, and you would, as Jesus said in the previous chapter, how about this for something staggering? Whoever receives a child in my name receives me. Really? And this is great news for children, because it means that all their encounters as they grow with their sin and the sin of others finds in Jesus a healing, a blessing, and a sending out. And Jesus is saying to the children, my covering, my authority, my forgiving, my healing is for you. So, grown-ups, don't hinder them or prevent them or forbid them. Now, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but I can't move on just from that particular point by drawing your attention to something else. Not everyone in St. Clement's believes that children should be baptized. We can talk about that another time. But I don't think it's an entire accident, folks, that the word that Jesus uses for don't hinder is used in the Acts of the Apostles by the Ethiopian, is there anything to hinder me being baptized? Or the Gentiles, is there anything to hinder them being baptized? Or in Matthew, when John the Baptist tries to stop Jesus himself being baptized, it relates to baptism. And if you think children shouldn't be baptized, I think I want to ask you a question based on these verses. Is it possible, do you think it's possible for a child to have saving faith? I think the answer from Jesus in Mark's Gospel is, yes, it is. We can talk about that another time. We do a podcast, but there may be another chance for another. So let's praise God that the kingdom belongs to the children who are the least, the last, and the lowest, and he has come to do everything for them as well as us. Yeah, they need to repent. One of our mums was telling me, I think I can't remember the age of her particular daughter, who was already quite skilled in blatantly, let's just call it being economical with the truth. There are other simpler words, right? And I was confident, I was talking to this mum, I'm pretty sure you didn't teach her to do that. That came from, oh yes, Jesus says, inside. But I've come to do something about that, says Jesus, and I've come to do it for the little girl as much as for anybody else. Just as God has brought joy into life. I know I did a weekend last weekend for another church, and I was, after the third talk, I had to stop talking about my grandson, who was part of the congregation, and he's going to be a year old, and to see the smile, to see the joy that God intends for us, even in small children, is awesome. Jesus has come from them. And part of our challenge with children and our ministry to children is our culture has got the child-centered bit, but because it's forgotten about the kingdom of God, it idolizes and doesn't protect children. Here's an article in Evangelicals Now, you can have a look at it, on the impact of mental health on 12-year-olds and their mobile phones. Okay? And since 2012, actually it's not just 12-year-olds, it's younger. But since 2012, the increase has been massive. Jesus delivered people from the evil powers, the demons. Do we think that they can operate and they don't use the internet or the mobile phone? And Jesus is saying, my kingdom has come to have authority over mobile phones and computers and internet just as much as everything else. And children need the kingdom of God so that they grow up to know God's covering and protection and enabling and blessing. I don't know about St. Mary's Horton Green. I do know that There is a wonderful ministry of children here, Gospel Kids and others. I know there is a constant need for leaders. I want to say to those here and anyone watching, if God might be stirring in you, talk to Alex or someone. There are loads of processes that are important that need to be gone through, but we need to raise up leaders so that our children can know that Jesus' words are relating to them. And we've heard already tonight from some how they began in the faith from their parents and from others who were young. Time is gone. I just want to say it for us as churches to praise God tonight and to embrace tonight the discipleship call and the belonging of the kingdom of God call and the missionary need in our culture today call for children in the kingdom of God. But let me finish by looking at that other truth that Jesus says to us. Because if that wasn't enough of a shock, to then go on to say, verse 15, truly I say to you, whoever doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. God has called you by name and made you his own. Jesus is inviting us to look at children and to look at entering the kingdom of God by their response to Jesus. And I'm just going to offer you a couple of thoughts on that. They're not the same, but you think about them. See if you agree with me. And see how you are receiving and learning from the children. Firstly, on repentance, the difference between saying sorry and being sorry. One of the challenges as a parent is to take the at our grandson's baptism, there was another family who was struggling with I'm not sure how old the middle child was, who was definitely not going to say sorry, right? It was being hostile to siblings. And to see the parents help this little girl actually to move, to say sorry, and then to be sorry was being more of a challenge than most parents would like if they're out in public. I'm sure we all know what that feels like if we're parents. It just seems to me that when a child in a family knows that something is wrong and does say sorry, that's a wonderful thing. And the first thing about repentance to say about it is, if a child, a small child, can repent, anyone can. You can, and I can. And learn about that from the children. Learn from how bad it is when that doesn't happen. Learn how wonderful it is when it does happen. And then learn how you help the child to move from saying sorry, because sometimes kids can figure out quite quickly than just saying the words gets you out of jail free, and how to move from saying it to being it. And those of us who are not children anymore like me, you know that process never ends. So there's something about repentance as we enter the kingdom of God. We can learn from the children. And the last thing is, as well as repenting and entering the kingdom of heaven, there is receiving the Holy Spirit, receiving, as we will do at the Lord's Supper, the life of the Lord Jesus into us, his life. We are taken up into his arms, we are held by him, and we are blessed by him. And to know that that is what what the forgiving and what the kingdom is for. It's to restore us to that relationship of the purest love and joy that God intends for us. And I think the children can really bless us with this. I was thinking of another little girl in our church. I think she's just turned 6. And it was her birthday the other week. And when she talked about it, the joy on her face was beautiful. And I thought to myself as I was thinking about these verses and about her, that wasn't just about, oh, well, I'm going to get what I want and I've got this. I don't know if you would agree with me. When any child sees the cake and the candles or realize, there is some welling up of joy that they are loved. They are loved this much. And it brings to them the most wonderful smile, and it's the most wonderful blessing. And if that is right, and if that's one of the things Jesus wants us to see, as we enter the kingdom of heaven, and Jesus has got a lot to clean up and mess up, and we know all about that, and we've heard about that, it is to bring us to know how much we are loved, not just by human parents and people who've got sometimes mixed experiences of that relationship, but by the living God himself. And Jesus not really wanting to say the words, but to ensure that that we know what he means, he takes the child in his arms and holds the child to his breast and lays hand. And this is quite a small child. The kingdom of God belongs to him and her. And all of us, however old we are, we're to look at the children and let them show us about what entering means, that it's easy, that it can happen. And though even if it may take a little time, when that moment comes, that joy and relationship is as God intends it to be and is beautiful and unshakable because we are held. We've sung about it. And this is something, just in case you think this is stuff you don't ever stop needing to learn, I have been blessed so many times over the last few years by when I've been struggling with things and God is saying, I've got you. I'm holding you. And just like he holds a little child. And that's a wonderful thing. So my beloved brothers and sisters, all of those being confirmed, St. Mary, St. Clements, learn from these wonderful words of Jesus tonight. The kingdom of God, who is included. And seeing from the children as we pray for them and bless them, and as we enter the kingdom of heaven like them, held by the Lord Jesus, with his hand upon us and his blessing in our lives. Amen.